You've got attuned to KHUM, and we've got a representative from PG&E on the line. I'm sorry I didn't get your name.
Hi, it's Megan McFarland.
Megan, thank you so much for calling back. I really appreciate that. You're probably pretty busy today.
We are. There's a lot going on.
I'll bet. All right, so get us up to speed. The last that I heard, and I think it was a press release that came out around midnight, is that power is being restored to parts of Humboldt County today, but we are likely to go down again early tomorrow morning. Is that still the case?
Yes. So the good news is the wind conditions up in Humboldt started to improve yesterday afternoon, so they were able to issue a weather all clear. So that means their crews were able to get out there and start doing inspections.
Mm-hmm.
The winds were very, very high, so, you know, there's a chance that they might find damage on the lines and they'll have to take some time to repair them. But we always strive to inspect and restore power within 48 hours.
Right.
So that's what's happening now. We're trying to get out there, inspect the lines, repair damage, and get the power back up. But there is another significant wind event coming into our service area. It's looking like dry offshore wind on Tuesday, October 29th through midday Wednesday for Northern California. So that would impact Humboldt County.
Wow. That's okay. So are we expecting at this point for the power to go out on Tuesday?
So what we say is our meteorologists are looking at the weather models every hour. They're making decisions in real time. It's all based on the weather. But it looks like it's going to be another significant one impacting 32 counties.
Oh, boy.
So these are just what we've been seeing. These are some of the most damaging or strongest winds that California has seen in decades. It's really not something we see all the time.
So are, you know, since we got the all clear, are we expected to have power restored before this next shutoff?
That's what we're striving for.
Okay. Do we know what parts of Humboldt County are getting restored or any parts restored yet?
No, we haven't drilled down on that information. We don't have it. We don't have that information yet, but the inspections are happening. That's always a really good sign. But because of the wind, we might find damage, and that can take a little bit more time to repair.
Okay, so if we do go down again on Tuesday the 29th, last I heard that was going to be early morning, like around 5 a.m. Is that still the prediction?
Let me check. Tuesday, October 9th through midday Wednesday.
Did it say a shutdown time?
No, it doesn't say a shutdown time. And I think it's because it's still, you know, a day away. They're just looking at the weather models and trying to determine exactly when.
Mm-hmm.
Even with this last shutdown, we gave some times, but we just kept watching the weather and we were able to push it back, you know, by a couple hours. But we just tell customers to be prepared.
Yeah. I know some folks are wondering if it's only going to be power restored for a few hours, why bother? But we did get calls from several people saying, hey, we'll take what we can get, a couple hours at least to let us to cool our refrigerators again, recharge some of our stuff. We've got a lot of seniors in our area that are really suffering because they're cold and because their oxygen units, they can't power them, they're housebound. There's a lot of folks suffering here in Humboldt County because of it, and we're clearly going to have to figure something out going forward if this is going to become the new norm.
Yeah, that's tough to hear, and we know that customers are frustrated. We know that they're suffering. Let me just address that quickly. With medical baseline customers, we do everything we can to let them know, give them as much notice as possible when the power might go out. We call them, we text them, we email them, and then if we can't reach them that way, we go knock on their doors.
Mm-hmm.
We work closely with the cities and counties to provide additional resources to them. If they say they need it, we'll flag that for the city. And then we've set up a bunch of community resource centers throughout Humboldt that are open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. I know it can be tough for people to get there if they're housebound.
Right.
But those are another, you know, resource for our customers.
We've talked about this several times, that we do have a power plant on Humboldt Bay. And the last time we talked with Deanna Contreras, she says it's not designed to be what's called a black start unit. In other words, just powering Humboldt County. But and I understand we've got transmission lines that are coming in and out of Humboldt County, and that is why the power is being shut down, because of some of the areas that it goes through is are subject to very high winds. But I noticed this morning as I passed it that at about 5 a.m. that the power plant was up and going. All the lights were on in there, so I imagine the power plant is generating electricity. If it's generating electricity, where is that electricity going? Since I would assume sending it up and over those hills would be dangerous also.
That's something I would have to, and what Deanna said is accurate, that's something I'd have to find out more. That's interesting that it is up and running. And I know that we were evaluating whether we would be able to use their capabilities in the future, but I don't have details on that right now.
Right, right. Yeah, that was it was kind of surprising to me that it was up and going, and, you know, it's like if transmission lines are the issue, why is it generating power in the first place if it can't send it anywhere? So that was kind of odd. So at this point, we really don't know what time power is going to come back here in Humboldt County today?
No, no, we don't have. I mean, we say 48 hours from the time the inspections start. But in, you know, previous public safety power shutoff events, we've been able to do it more quickly. It depends on, you know, what damage our guys find on the lines.
Okay.
And, if any.
And, of course, Humboldt County is included in the next public safety power shutoff for Tuesday the 29th, tomorrow, and but we don't have a time for that one.
Correct. No time yet.
Okay. Well, not a lot to go on, but I appreciate you taking the time to call me back.
Sure. Thank you, Cliff. Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. Take care.